ever get that feeling. Yeah. Like you keep hearing a name, you know, seeing books everywhere, and you kind of start to think, okay, I got to figure this person out. I need to understand their impact.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing today.
You got it.
We're taking a deep dive into Priscilla Shirer.
We are.
And for this one, we've gone through, I mean, a ton of material,
yeah.
Articles, notes, really the whole works, just to get to the core of, I guess, what makes her such an important figure.
Exactly. You might know her name, you know, maybe from her books or, oh, what was that movie? War Room.
War Room, yeah.
But what we want to do in this deep dive is go way beyond that surface level.
Right.
Like we're digging into her background, you know, what makes her so influential, her methods, and then really the scope of her impact. So think of this as your shortcut to understanding Priscilla Shirer.
Perfect. So if we want to really get Priscilla Shirer, like really get her, where do we even begin?
Well, I think you got to start with family.
Okay.
Especially her father, Tony Evans. He was a huge influence.
Tony Evans. Yeah. So he was, I mean, I know a little bit about him. He's a pretty well-known pastor and author.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it sounds like he was really key in shaping her life. And not just, you know, her personal life, but really her whole approach to ministry.
Oh, absolutely. What we're seeing in the material is Tony Evans was a guiding force.
Hmm.
And growing up as his daughter in Dallas, Texas, she was basically surrounded by faith from day one.
So it wasn't just, you know, Sunday mornings at church. Mm-hmm. This was like Christ was at the center of everything.
It really was. The sources emphasize that. It wasn't just like a casual thing.
Right.
This upbringing was foundational.
Okay.
It shaped her spiritual journey, her entire worldview.
I mean, that makes sense. It's like if you grew up speaking two languages, it becomes a part of you.
Exactly. And that's what her faith is like. It's Amen. Deeply ingrained, and you can see it in all her work.
So that's the strong foundation she's coming from.
Right.
But, you know, she didn't just kind of step right into, like, a big ministry role.
You're right. She didn't.
She went to college. She got a degree.
Yeah.
So tell me a little about that.
Well, she got a degree in communications from the University of North Texas.
Communications. Okay.
So I know at first it seems kind of general.
Yeah.
But those skills, communicating, those are essential.
Right.
You know, if you're writing, if you're speaking to people, and she does both.
Yeah. And it seems like she really honed those communication skills like early on by leading women's Bible studies.
That's right.
And it's interesting to me how, you know, those smaller group settings, they kind of allowed her style to develop, allowed people to start noticing her.
You know, it's funny. It wasn't some like overnight success story.
Uh-huh.
She started local with those Bible studies, you know, intimate settings.
Yeah.
And then from there, things started to grow.
Okay.
It was like a springboard to a wider influence.
I gotcha. So let's talk about her books.
Yes.
Because now we're talking New York Times bestseller.
Best-selling author for sure.
And, you know, titles like Fervent and The Armor of God. I mean, those are big ones.
They are.
Let's start with Fervent. What's the core message there?
Okay. So Fervent is all about prayer, but not just any prayer.
Okay.
It's about transforming prayer from like a passive hope into an active strategic weapon.
A weapon.
Well, she calls it spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
You're actively engaging in this battle. And the book really hammers home this idea of prayer that is serious, specific, and strategic. Like you're crafting a plan of attack.
So it's not just sending up like these general good vibes to heaven.
Nope, not at all.
It's about being intentional, really focused.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that there are spiritual challenges, you know, roadblocks, and you need to be equipped to face them.
Mm-hmm.
And you equip yourself through focused communication with God. You're basically getting intel on the enemy and then launching these targeted missiles with your prayers.
Targeted missiles. I like that. So that's Fervent. Now, The Armor of God. What should people understand about that one?
Well, from what I know, The Armor of God is all about spiritual resilience. You know, it's
yeah.
about believers actively protecting themselves against spiritual attacks. And I think she draws a lot from Ephesians 6 in the Bible.
You're absolutely right. She does. Ephesians 6 talks about this spiritual armor that believers can put on, you know, for
right.
protection.
Yeah.
And Shirer uses that passage as a framework.
Okay.
You know, she breaks down the different pieces of this armor and she explains how they can be used for defense, for strength. It's about understanding these resources and actively using them every day.
So we're seeing some themes here. The power of prayer, this idea of like a spiritual battle, a spiritual warfare.
Definitely.
And then this sense of identity, rooted in Christ.
Those are the big ones, the pillars. And you know, it's all connected.
Yeah.
It's about helping people live, transform lives, lives deeply grounded in the gospel. Her books, they speak to people who are searching, you know, for spiritual guidance, for encouragement on their faith journey. And, you know, it's interesting because she doesn't make it sound like, you know, some abstract theology.
Right.
She really has a way of taking these complex biblical ideas. And I mean, they can be complex, right?
They absolutely can be.
I'm making them accessible. Like you can actually use them in your daily life.
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes her so effective.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't just tell you what to believe.
Yeah.
She shows you how to actually live it.
Okay.
You know, she uses real life examples, tells personal stories, finds these relatable illustrations.
Right.
She bridges the gap between this ancient text and, you know, modern living.
And it's not just about reading the books, right?
No.
Because she's big on active participation.
Huge.
You know, like the study guides, those interactive materials.
Yeah, she wants you to really engage with the material, to do more than just read the words.
Yeah.
She encourages reflection, group discussions, applying the teachings to your own life. Plus, she always circles back to prayer and meditation.
That's a big part of her message.
It really is.
Okay, so her influence, it goes way beyond just the books.
Yo, for sure.
Because she is a very active speaker. And she uses, I mean, a lot of different methods to connect with people.
Yeah, it's a very multifaceted approach. You know, conferences, workshops, and now, of course, online platforms. She reaches people all over the world.
Right.
And she makes it work for different learning styles, you know, different preferences.
That's smart.
It is.
I've heard that her live events are really engaging.
Oh, they are.
Like lots of energy, vibrant worship, and I guess just opportunities to really talk and connect with people.
You know, she creates a community in those settings.
Okay.
A real sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
It makes people feel comfortable participating, sharing.
And on the digital side, I mean, she's really taken advantage of all the ways to connect.
She has. Webinars, live streaming, social media, it all plays a part.
Right.
Her reach is truly global because of it.
It's almost like meeting people where they are, you know.
It is, exactly.
Whether that's in person or in that digital space.
Yeah.
And the topics she addresses, I mean, they're so broad, so relevant.
Oh, yeah.
Personal identity, healing from emotional wounds, really understand the core messages of the Bible.
Big topics.
I mean, it's got to be part of why she's so sought after.
Absolutely. It's what makes her resonate with such a wide range of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, within Christian circles and even beyond.
Right, right.
And you can't forget that teaching style.
Yeah.
You know, accessible, relatable, using those real life stories.
Their stories, they're so important.
They are, because they make the message real. And, you know, another thing that I think connects with people is her willingness to be transparent.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, she shares her own struggles.
Oh, right.
Her own victories. It makes her more human.
I guess so.
It shows people that living out your faith isn't about being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey with ups and downs. And we have to mention her role in fostering community and mentorship, especially through the women's conferences.
Right. So creating these spaces where people feel supported, where they can encourage each other.
It's a big part of what she does.
Now, we can't talk about Priscilla Shire without talking about War Room.
Oh, no, we can't.
Because that movie, I feel like that's what really put her on the map for a lot of people.
It really did. War Room came out in 2015.
Okay.
And it was a turning point.
Mm.
It was her first big acting role in a film that, you know, a lot of people saw.
Yeah.
It introduced her to mainstream audiences, people who might never have picked up one of her books, never gone to one of her events.
Right. So suddenly they're seeing her on the big screen.
Exactly. And the themes of the movie.
Yeah.
They lined up perfectly with her message.
Really?
Prayer, spiritual warfare, it was all right there. Like a visual representation of fervent, almost.
Wow. So that must have really broadened her reach.
It did. It took her beyond the traditional Christian audience.
Okay.
It bridged the gap to a more secular crowd. And it really solidified her image as like a leader in the faith, a beacon, you could say.
Okay, so then we get to her global reach,
yeah,
her influence on culture, and I mean, it's not just in the U.S., is it?
Not at all. It's global, for sure.
Okay.
You know, she speaks at conferences and events all over the world, reaching all sorts of people,
mm-hmm.
and as we talked about, the digital platforms,
right.
Those have been key in building this global community online.
Right.
Plus, she's got a really successful podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Which These days, that's a huge way to connect.
Huge, and I think people like that audio format.
They do. It's easy to consume, and she doesn't shy away from tough topics either.
What do you mean?
Well, she talks about current events, about cultural issues.
Okay.
But she always brings it back to her faith.
Gotcha.
It's a really interesting perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And she's still doing those women's conferences.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's committed to building those communities, supporting women.
Okay.
And another thing she stresses is active participation.
Mm.
You know, getting involved in ministry, using your talents to serve others.
So, I mean, if we were to sum up what makes her approach to teaching the Bible so unique, so effective, what would you say?
Well, it's a few things.
Okay.
First, she takes these complicated ideas, biblical principles, and makes them easy to understand, applicable to everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
She tells stories, you know, personal stories, mm-hmm. relatable illustrations. Those are huge.
Right.
And then she pushes people to actively engage, to think, to reflect.
Right.
And then transparency, being willing to share her own struggles, that's so powerful.
Right.
And of course, the emphasis on prayer, on meditation, it's a whole package.
It really is.
And it inspires people. It empowers them to live out their faith.
So what about the future? What do you think she might do next?
Ooh. That's fun to think about.
Right.
Well, she's so innovative. You know, I think we could see more multimedia projects, maybe more collaborations.
Right.
She could definitely do more films or really dig deep into creating online content.
So like expanding those podcasts, webinars, maybe even like interactive courses.
Exactly. And in terms of her broader impact,
yeah.
I think she'll continue to inspire emerging Christian leaders.
Mm.
You know, her focus on practical faith, on authentic connection, I think it could spark a whole new wave of like faith-driven action in the world.
Wow.
And ultimately, her work will continue to shape how we understand Christianity today.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Priscilla Shirer,
mm.
you know, it's clear that her journey, it started with her family, with her deep faith.
It did.
And it's led to this incredible ministry. You know, with all these different facets.
Multifaceted, that's a good word for it.
From those best-selling books to a major movie role. I mean, she's really showed how people think about Christianity. And she's done it on all these different platforms.
Yeah, and hopefully this deep dive has given you, the listener, a much better grasp on her work.
I hope so.
Maybe even sparked some new insights for you.
And on that note, here's something to consider. Think about Priscilla Shirer's emphasis on strategic prayer. You know, on being spiritually prepared.
Mm.
How could you apply those ideas to your own life, to your own challenges, your own goals?
That's a good question.
Maybe take some time to really explore her books, her teachings.
Yeah, see what speaks to you.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening.